Welcome and good morning, my dear friends, my dear Anja's Mindcast family. Today I'm here and very happy to share that I am a happiness practitioner now and opened up a new segment called Joy Base. Here I'm very happy to introduce my sister Harini, who is a qualified assistant professor in HR and labor laws, and she teaches various topics across her YouTube channel and page Learn with Harini. And she has a great passion for posting amazing inspirational contents and post on her column Sunday Wisdom. Please do check it out. Also an avid reader of books, and she finds happiness in each and every work she does. So let's welcome her on today's show.
Thank you, my brother Keshav, for introducing me and calling me as your first guest. I'm very happy to be associated with the Joy Base. Very happy morning and happy day to all the listeners. Glad to be a part of this show with you all.
Lovely. Very happy to have you here. Harini, please tell me, what is your definition on happiness? And tell me about your happiness journey.
Sure. To me, happiness is being in the present, that is the now moment, and giving my fullest to it. Tell me, what are we gaining from thinking about the past or the future? Today is not even same as yesterday. Am I right, Keshav?
Absolutely, you are right. Go ahead.
I feel if you focus on the present moment, your worries and overthinking will reduce. For example, in reality, 90% of what we overthink, only 10% is going to happen. In the 10%, we can take control of the rest 5% of what's going to happen and how we are going to act towards it. So, taking things one day at a time is my mantra for happiness.
Harini, yeah, you are absolutely right, and it's lovely to hear. And I would like to add few more points to it, because you know, happiness is something which can become temporary and which is also permanent also. So what do you think about it? The types of, you know, happiness being permanent, temporary, which, you know, which resembles our emotions, right?
Yes, that's right. That's true. But right now, I would like to talk about my favorite book under the context of this joy-based show. How one can feel the presence of happiness in everyday life tells a lot in this book. Do you all know the Japanese concept of wabi-sabi? Keshav, have you heard of this term wabi-sabi?
Absolutely, I've heard about it, but you know, in my happiness life coaching certification and the, you know, 10-year period of the course, I haven't heard about it. Please go ahead and tell me about it.
See, it has a very wide meaning to start off with, but I would define it with three I's, that is being impermanent, incomplete and imperfect. This book is an amazing read, and it was written by the author Nobuo Suzuki. You know, Keshav, there is beauty in imperfection. Imperfection is what we exist in. So I would like to narrate a small story.
Go ahead.
There was this monk who was taking care of his monastery, and he comes out to clean his Zen garden. When he is cleaning, he cleans out everything so that his heart and his mind is joyous, happy and at peace. Before heading into the monastery, after completing his work, he waits there for a few seconds or few minutes, and he ensures that at least one leaf falls on the place that he has cleaned. Why does he does that? Any idea? It is that there is beauty in imperfection. If there is a garden, the garden should be filled with flowers and fallen leaves. So he waits and he sees that there is a fallen leaf, and then he heads into the monastery. Is this story really amazing, Keshav?
Absolutely. Imperfection. So yeah, absolutely. Imperfection is one thing that has driven me to this extent of becoming a happiness life coach, a former CRO, educational counselor, and right now a panel research support. You know, this is lovely. Thanks for bringing this concept, because you know, imperfections makes to perfection. So whatever we do it in life, everything is imperfect only to make it, you know, perfect. Am I right?
Yes, totally true, and that's great. Your point of view is great. Basically, every human being is imperfectly perfect. That is what I would like to tell here. Everything is impermanent. The weather is impermanent. We are impermanent. Tomorrow we don't know what is going to happen. That is the beauty of life. See, In order to reduce our dissatisfaction and gain happiness, we have to actually reduce the desires from the true reality we are actually living in. Some points which I would like to highlight from the book, which has given me more insights to lead a happy and joyous life. Here are the points which I've noted from the book written by the author, and I would like to share with you all in my journey.
Go ahead, Gandhi. Go ahead.
See, dukkha or dissatisfaction reduces when there is a narrower gap between the current reality and our desires. Impermanence is a part of us and surrounds us. That is, one sound comes after the other. Nothing is finished, nor it will ever be, since the idea of being finished is a human obsession. Don't you agree with this point?
Absolutely. Go ahead. It's lovely. Go on.
Life's most precious gift is uncertainty. Reduce your possessions, limits your want to what is actually necessary, enjoy your life and reduce your expectations. That is what I would love to tell it to all the audience who are listening to this podcast. And one thing, the other most important thing which I would like to talk about is that, see, I can talk more on this, but our time is limited. I would tell you all to start your day, end your day away from the gadgets. I regularly follow this habit of maintaining my gratitude journal. What are the things you are grateful for today? At least 5 to 10 things you can write it in your gratitude journal. Always remember that your thoughts impact your lives. Follow this gratitude mantra and attract abundance of peace, joy and happiness.
Thank you, Harini. Thanks for sharing these lovely inputs, and you know, I really feel blessed to have you here. And you know what, Hari, there are many aspects of happiness going to come, and I'm going to share with it on the happiness and joy based podcast. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Keshav. I'm very privileged to be a part of this joy base. And congrats on your happiness coaching certification. You have successfully completed the certification. All the best. Congratulations on your journey. And also, you have suggested me 2 great Goodread books, which I'm going to read for sure. They are The Pursuit of Happiness and Happiness Unlimited. The title itself attracts me so much. Thank you once again for having me in your show. Thank you, dear audience, for listening to this podcast.
Yes. Thanks for Unjust Mindcast family. And it's been a really, really pleasure to have Harini here on the stage. And thank you so much. This is RJ Arav signing off from you on Unjust Mindcast and Joy Base. Thank you so much.